Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Wake Up Hollywood with Nikki Kawula and Eddie Pence, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Wake up, Hollywood.
Oh, shit.
Why'd you do that?
Well, I figured it was thematically correct because of all the Ferguson.
I know, but like, let's give people a break from that. Why would you open the show?
Just in case people want to tune in and be like, wait, I got to check in to Wake Up Hollywood to see what happened.
So I want to know my Ferguson news from Wake Up Hollywood.
Because those guys will know. Ugh. They've got their opinions that matter.
I've been avoiding the TV for the last 24 hours.
Dude, tell me about your trip. You just said you went to Disney World.
Disney World in Orlando.
Dude, that must have been awesome.
It was fun. It's exhausting. It's exhausting when you have to tail around a 5-year-old for a week.
So he must have just been like imploding on.
It was awesome. He went to Jedi training, so he's a Jedi now.
Oh my god!
He went to pirate training, so he's
also
a pirate.
Wait, you have Jedi training there?
There's Jedi training.
I've never heard of that.
Yeah, it's new.
Wow. Well, of course, I was just born a Jedi.
You fight Darth Vader.
Really?
Yeah.
At the end of it?
At the end, you get to fight Darth Vader.
Did he win?
He did win. Thank God. He's a full Jedi now.
Did you and Darth Vader grab some drinks afterwards and shoot?
No, he actually killed Darth Vader, so the guy, he's dead.
But, I mean, doesn't he, like arise as Luke's father and then everything's cool?
No.
He's just dead.
He's dead.
He's dead,
killed,
that's it.
He killed the actor that played Darth Vader.
That must have been fun.
All right.
But now he's probably very cocky. He's
very cocky. He's always challenging me.
You can make all my meals and put my shoes on because I killed Darth.
He's always walking. You're not my father. He was my father. I'm a Jedi. I'm like, no, just calm
down.
That's
awesome. So what was your favorite ride?
I always like, my kid loves Thunder Mountain.
That's a classic.
And Splash Mountain.
Oh, Splash Mountain. That's both a classic.
Those. Both those. He loves both those. He loves fast rides.
Okay.
And I like both those. I like pirates.
Did you go to the Aerosmith Park or the Aerosmith?
We went to the park that had that. That's where the Jedi training was. It's over at Disney Hollywood Studios or
isn't
whatever.
Isn't there a trip that it looks like just like the studios here?
Does it?
Yeah, it's Charlie Chaplin. So did you see the Crossroads part?
Yeah, I saw the Crossroads part.
So that's up in Hollywood. You've seen that in Hollywood,
yeah,
right?
I live right by that.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying.
They're like Chaplin Studios.
Yeah, it looks like
Crossroads isn't Chaplin Studios.
Oh, I thought that was.
Do you know anything about your Hollywood?
What is Crossroads then? Isn't that?
I don't know. Chaplin Studios is on La Brea, like La Brea and Sunset.
I could have sworn that was Crossroads was Charlie Chaplin's.
No.
Then what is it?
I don't know what Crossroads
is. I think it is. I think it's part of it.
It's not part of Charlie Chaplin Studios.
Maybe it is.
It is not. It is absolutely not part of Chaplin Studios.
Then what's the significance of it? Why put it at Disney World?
I don't know.
Just because it looks cool?
I don't know.
So what was your kid's favorite ride? You said Splash Mountain and Thunder Mountain.
Yeah.
What was your favorite ride?
I like Pirates. I'm a big fan of Pirates.
Pirates, dude, that's a classic.
I like Pirates.
That used to be my favorite ride when I was a kid.
So I like Pirates of the Caribbean better at Disneyland than Disney World. It's different.
Disneyland Space Mountain is just the go-to.
I actually enjoy Disneyland better than Disney World.
Dude, that's what everybody says. That's why every time I've gone to Disney World, I've actually never gone to the Disney World.
It's different. It's similar and different at the same time.
You think
time.
It's worth it? Is it worth $100 or whatever it is?
No. Nothing Disney offers is worth it.
Not even the Jedi training?
No. It's expensive. It's so much money to do anything.
It's a little bit ridiculous. Like Disneyland's like, oh my God, it's all kid-friendly. Parents, pay up right here.
Yeah.
You sign your life on this dog.
And then, like, you pay just to get in. And then, like, okay, if you want to have even more magical time, spend more money. And if you want to have the most magical
time
of all
time. And the kid's just like, Daddy, please, spend more money. I don't care. I'll do whatever.
Like, they drain you just to get you in the park. And they're like, oh, yeah, but if you pay extra, you can have dinner in the castle. And okay.
So did you have dinner in the castle?
No.
I would have charged the castle. I would have just been like, let's take over the castle. Would you have been with me, Eddie?
No.
Dude, my co-host wouldn't be with me.
I'm not fighting the mouse. The mouse owns the world.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Yeah, we'll fight the mouse.
Yeah, I've been to the Aerosmith Park, I've been to Epcot, and I've been to, there's three, right?
There's the Animal Kingdom.
Animal Kingdom. How was that?
It's all right. It's like a day park.
It's
like Disney World, you could spend like 3 or 4 days in.
Right.
Animal Kingdom, like a day, and you're like, I'm done.
And what about the Aerosmith one? The Aerosmith ride was my favorite.
I didn't get to go on that.
Oh, dude, are you serious?
Yeah, I didn't get to go on that.
Dude, you know, it looks really kind of cheesy, but it's actually the best ride there. So you got to go back. I got to go back for the park because apparently the castle's bigger
there. It's a big castle. It's a big castle.
But, dude, I'm pretty excited that your kid killed Darth Vader. It's big. He lives.
How long is the sound effect?
Did you miss me?
I did. I missed your soundboard.
Hey, I've got some analog. I've got some analog soundboard. You ready for this?
Yeah.
Wait.
This is fucking terrible.
You know why I brought that? Because tomorrow I've been recording a Christmas song.
I saw your updates.
Dude, I've never written a Christmas song.
What's the name of your Christmas song?
It's called The Greatest Christmas Gift. And it got like, you know, it's just like a...
Wow,
like a,
so
like
you're little... giving the world the greatest Christmas
gift. No, that's
not... Is that what you're saying?
Well, the greatest Christmas gift to me, basically, is like what the song is about. But the funny part is, you know, usually when I make a record, it's super serious. It's like, man, we got to put, you know, pedal steel, or like we got to put horn lines on this, or we got to make sure the drums are where, you know what I mean? And this, I'm like... What do you think? Wooden spoons? We need some sleigh bells. What about like a penny whistle? What about a slide whistle? You know what I mean? It's like,
really?
I'm just going, like, the more obnoxious I can go,
going. Well, yeah, Christmas at this point is just ugly sweaters and
jingle
bells.
Dude, that's a lyric in my song. Ugly Christmas sweaters is in there. Nice. What Christmas song has ugly Christmas sweaters? None.
When do we get to hear it? You're going to debut
I'm going to probably debut it maybe next week. It should be done next week. It'll be mixed tomorrow. It'll be mastered on Monday.
Where are you going to release it? iTunes?
I'm going to just release it on iTunes, yeah. Just do it.
You should do your world premiere on Wake Up Hollywood.
I know. You know what? Maybe I'll do it on you know what? Let's do it next week. Next
world
Tuesday.
World premiere of the greatest Christmas gift of all time.
I love it.
Why didn't you put up all time at the end of the
time? No, that's being cocky.
Oh, but the greatest Christmas gift is not.
Well, because it's the story of what's really important.
I'm calling it the greatest Christmas gift of all time.
You're like, I am the greatest Christmas gift.
The greatest Christmas gift of all time in the world.
So did you watch any college football? Did you watch any NFL football? While you're away,
I couldn't watch anything. I was engulfed with the mouse.
See, I went to the USC UCLA game.
Oh yeah, you guys lost.
Oh my god, we got our asses kicked. It was bad.
You guys lost to UCLA.
And you know what? Like, my best friend went to UCLA, so we were talking so much shit, you know. And then
all my friends that I know in that rivalry are all USC people. I don't know any UCLA people.
I know a lot of UCLA people, so they all were talking shit and sending me texts. It's like. Man, and the worst part of losing to your rivals, you have to wait a year till you play again.
Yeah.
It's like, and basketball's not the same, water polo, none of those sports compare to football.
And the sad part is both you guys are irrelevant in college football. And,
and that's the worst
part. No one cares about that game other than you guys.
You know, I was actually surprised that we were actually both ranked, but like 9 and 19, it just doesn't make the game important. There's no bowl game that somebody's going to get eliminated.
You guys are both getting .com or .org bowls.
That's pretty much it. Oh, I think our special guest of the evening is here. Let's welcome Krista Flanagan, actress, comedian extraordinaire.
Flanagan.
Hello, hello. Look at that. Our studio audience loves you.
Thank you.
So, I've only just read about your bio. I know you were on Mad Men.
Yes.
AMC's Emmy Award-winning TV show.
Yes, fancy.
You were on Mad TV.
Yes.
All the shows that begin with Mad.
I know. So on my post today, did you see, I was like, this guest has mad skills and mad credits.
I didn't put that together. I read it. I was like, why is he
you're
talking
like,
this
way? What's he doing? You didn't put that together.
I didn't put it together.
Yeah, he's usually more creative on his post.
This does not sound like Akil.
That's too funny. You're like, this post is going down the street. He's really just lacking
mad skills, really.
Krista, let's start about let's talk about how you got into acting, comedy, et cetera.
Okay, cool. Well, I came out here from Illinois.
Okay.
And
part of Illinois?
Southern Illinois.
Oh, I played Southern Illinois University.
You did? Carbondale?
Yeah. Carbondale. I've headlined that summer concert series twice.
What? Oh, braggart. Really?
Yeah, love, dude. That place is a special place to me.
You need
so you know Carbondale.
Yeah,
man. Good pizza,
too.
Yeah, I know. Carbondale has some little trickeries.
It's good.
Some little spots.
Maybe you should debut the greatest Christmas gift of all time there.
You know what? Take your bitterness out the side, okay?
Just kidding.
So what part are you near Carbondale?
Yeah, right outside Mount Vernon, Illinois.
Dude, I know Mount Vernon.
You do?
Yeah, that's a real small city.
Yeah. Like, that's we awesome. Have a Cracker Barrel
yeah.
and a Taco Bell.
Yep.
Braggart.
That's awesome.
Braggart.
Have a Cracker Barrel. Braggart.
Dude, those are the two things everybody says because that's on the freeway. Yep. So. Or the interstate.
Hey, Cracker Barrel is a solid breakfast.
I know.
Man.
That's why I said, you brag and you get a Cracker Barrel. I wish we had one out here. We don't yeah. have them out here.
No, they're like out in like Bakersfield. Like, yeah. You got to drive along.
Yeah. Ours is you next really to the Bob want. Evans.
Oh, dude.
Oh,
now you're just dangling like the goodies.
Name dropping restaurants all over the place.
See, Eddie and I crave that kind of stuff because we've been on the road like, dude, I don't know where to go, but Cracker Barrel, that place is awesome. All right, so you live near Cracker Barrel, and then yeah. all of a sudden you're like, these people aren't funny enough. I need to be funny.
That's right. So I came to L.A., and I just started – I thought I was
writing. Wait, you just passed over. Like, you didn't take any drama class in high school.
Well, there, okay,
yeah,
there's
let's
a
let's get to the roots because like, well, we're going to uncover the good stuff.
Okay, well, I went to college in Indiana. And then
which one? Indiana?
University of Evansville.
Okay. All right.
And then, which is really close to Mount Vernon. And then I went to UC Irvine for graduate school.
Oh.
What'd you get a master's in?
I got a master's in acting.
Ooh. What was your undergrad in?
It was a Bachelor of Science
Whoa.
In theater.
Oh.
That's odd, right?
Wait, how does that happen?
You have
I,
to
do
like,
that.
You
I have a master's like, in film, and you have a master's in acting. I wonder which one is worth less. I wonder.
I would say the music degree.
And you have a music degree.
I music
wonder.
Degree.
Yeah, you we're know what? All artists. Losing.
Whack, 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 whack.
Mine's just a piece of paper hanging on a wall. That's all it is.
Exactly.
Dude, that's okay. All right, so wait. Go on.
Okay, so I went to UC Irvine. That's what brought me out to California.
I had to hit that. It was late. It was late. But you know what? I did an analog first. So I had to hit it there. All right, go on. Go on. All right, we're back.
Okay, so I went to UC Irvine, and that's what brought me out to California. And yeah, I got a master's, whatever. And then
when did you move into California?
1998.
You're arguing with herself. The voices in her head are arguing with each other.
It was 98. No, it was 2000.
Oh, it's long, Eddie. It's long. Why do you have... See, I can't silence him. I wish I could silence him. You just double click.
Why do you have that?
Just why not?
It wasn't appropriate for anything that just happened.
You know what? Just for that, I'm going to give you one of these.
Oh, my God.
It's not appropriate either. All right, Teen Wolf?
Just random sound effect.
All right, so you came to California when? What year?
98.
98. And then I came to L.A. 2001.
Okay. So you spent 3 years in Irvine.
Yeah.
Wow.
Which is awesome.
No, I'm just
I spent a year in Irvine.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
You
I moved here in 97. I moved up to L.A. in 98.
Oh, yeah.
Actually, Irvine's cool. There's a lot of stuff. There's a lot of stuff.
I was in Anaheim, technically Anaheim.
Oh, yeah.
So you're trying to, like, upgrade right now. You're like, I'm in Anaheim, but I'm in Irvine.
Technically.
No,
technically.
Not the same.
Technically Anaheim.
I'm kidding. So how did you like Irvine? And you were studying...
You were studying acting. Yeah, and like serious acting, like theater, you know, and that kind of thing. And it was fine. It was fine and good. And then
were you inspired? Were you like, I want to do this. I'm going to move all the way to L.A. from Irvine.
Yeah.
And make the trek.
Yeah. I knew I was going to do it. I was like, I want to be on TV. That's what I want to do. So I moved up here, and I was a waitress at the Fish House for 3 years.
Where's the Fish House?
Like every waitress?
In Calabasas. Jeez. So I moved to Calabasas because I didn't know what I was doing.
Yeah, I did. I knew this. When I moved out here, I did the same thing. I had no idea where to go.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I moved to the weird place that doesn't make sense, and I worked at the fish restaurant, and I was a substitute teacher during the day.
Whoa.
Yeah. So
doing
like,
double shifts.
Yeah.
Man, you're making me feel lazy.
Yeah. It was a little intense. And then after like 3 years, I started writing what I thought were one-act plays, but really they were sketches. And that's what got me on Mad TV.
Wow. So did you do an audition? Did you get an introduction?
Did
you get on as a writer and then become a performer?
No. I was doing, like, I would run around to comedy clubs and do sketches. And then I would sort of do, I did, like, this one-woman show competition. And then that was sort of it. I met the casting director for Mad TV. And then she called me in and said, come do some characters. That was awesome.
What kind of characters do you do? What were your characters?
My characters
for your audition to get on Mad TV. What did you do?
I did a really bad stand-up, which was on the show.
Not hard to do.
No, it was easy. And then. And then I did a party girl.
Okay.
Who loves to party.
What are you doing?
I'm just painting. I'm just a painter of sound right now. What? She said party girl.
You're Jackson Pollock painter of sound.
Hey, that was appropriate. That party girl. You know? Like, oh come on. Whips. Right.
Carry on.
Go ahead.
And then I did a roller skating champion. Which was odd.
That was a roller coaster.
That's a roller coaster.
Hey, it had roller in it.
You're retarded right now.
I know. I'm sorry. All right, go on.
And that was it. I did a few other things, but those were the main ones.
Did you have to do impressions?
Okay, I was supposed to, but I couldn't.
Yeah, I'm not a big impression person either.
Yeah, so I said to them, if you make me do this, you won't hire me. So just hire me and then assign me impressions and I'll do them.
And that worked?
And it worked.
Wow.
Can you believe it?
They were like, oh, okay. She just totally used the Jedi mind trick.
Totally.
You're like, you should just hire me, and then whenever you need something, I'll just do it.
That's what I said.
Wow.
And they were like, they kept asking, but then they didn't push it, and that was that.
So then after you got hired, where they're like, oh, we're going to give you these impressions.
Totally. They like, were
what,
like, okay.
What did they give you?
I did a million impressions. I did.
Give me four.
Okay. Heidi Klum.
Okay, let's hear it.
No, I can't do them now.
Oh, okay.
I'm still bad at them.
Give us a little bit. You gotta give us a little bit.
I don't even. It was crazy. I'm so bad at them. Right. It won't
That's
even
hilarious.
Sound like the person. I did Miley Cyrus.
You gotta give us Miley Cyrus.
I have no idea what she's
doing. I know. I totally agree with you. I know where you're coming from with that.
Right?
Okay.
I have no idea.
All right.
No
All
idea.
Right.
I did Tom Cruise. Whoa. Terrible.
You did Tom Cruise on a show?
On the show. The worst impression ever. And then Gilbert Godfrey, terrible, terrible.
Wait, how do you
impression.
Mess that up? I mean, he's pretty.
You just have to go with all of them. You just have to go for
big.
It.
Just go big.
Just go big and let it be over when it's over. That's it.
I can't
That's
believe awesome. That. I can't believe you said I won't do impressions because you won't hire me. But hire me and. That's crazy.
I know, crazy, right?
Because every time I've auditioned for a sketch show, it's always been three characters, three impressions.
I'm
like, I can do a character, but impressions, are just I can't. No.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, don't follow the herd of sheep. Like, do something different.
Oh, my God.
Use your Jedi mind tricks, Eddie.
Well, now that I know that works.
And it was the same for the characters. You know, they want you to come in and do, like, monologues.
Yeah.
And I was like, but this is a sketch show. There's going to be other people in the sketches. I brought in scene partners.
Oh.
Because once
to
again,
audition?
Yeah,
oh,
to
smart.
My audition.
That's smart.
And I was like, you know, if you want me to get this job, let me show you
how they interact with other people.
Yeah. And so it was kind of crazy.
That's awesome. You went in very
I know.
Strategic.
Yeah.
I like that.
Clueless, smart. Really.
No, but clueless in a good way.
No, it's good though. I mean, you kind of went in like, okay, you know what?
Well, you broke the mold of what they probably were seeing.
Yeah, for sure.
They're probably like, this chick's got some balls.
Yeah. Everyone else probably went there and did monologues.
Yeah,
everybody did.
And people were like, I hope they love my impression of Bill Cosby. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. All right, so how long were you on Mad TV? For?
Five seasons.
Wow.
Yeah.
How was that?
For a while. It was awesome. I mean, it was exhausting and stressful, and then it became home, you know, and
right.
really fun, creative.
Were you there up until the end, or were you
till the end?
You were there on the end.
Yep. Uh-huh.
That must have been hard.
Yeah, the show was on 14 seasons.
Wow,
I did incredible. The last five and went down with the ship.
Hey, you know what? It's awesome that you were on the ship.
Yeah.
Most comedians didn't even get there.
While you were on the show, were you doing a lot of the writing of your own sketches?
Yeah, for sure. Just to sort of, you know, stay alive. And especially in the beginning, you know, you don't know many people in the beginning. So you have to write for yourself, create characters. And
so you really had to push to get yourself on air.
Yeah,
wow.
For sure.
I always just assume like the rehearsals of any sketch comedy show is just like a huge guess. You know, like everybody's cracking up, just like, oh my God, we got to use that. That's incredible.
For sure.
Some people are like, that kind of sucks. And
so what would you do? You would write a sketch and then bring it in and then see if it jived with everybody else and then that would make the cut?
I mean, there was a table read. We would read like 24 sketches and we would choose about 12 every week to shoot. So at the table read, you know, first you had to get your sketch in the table read. And then
about how many sketches
how do you
got
do
submitted?
Out of
the how many, and then narrow down to 24. Like, were all the performers and the writing staff all submitting sketches?
Yeah. So on average, the writers had to write like five sketches a week. So, like, one a day was the average.
Okay.
And then the actors, you could write or not write. It just sort of depended. So sometimes I would write one. Sometimes I would write three. And then there was the collaborations with the writers. So you might go and write something with the writers that was extra.
Okay.
So then, you know, there were probably 50 or 60 sketches submitted, 24 chosen for the table read, and then 12 picked to shoot.
Wow.
That's amazing.
Yeah. So if the writers didn't really write for you, then you had to write for yourself.
You could be in trouble if that happened.
Wow.
So you had to...
Did you have to make little alliances?
Yeah, I mean, for sure. Once you were there, you figured out which writers like to write for which actors and which actors like to work with which other actors. And, you know, I mean, it wasn't super clicky.
Right.
But there were definitely tendencies. Like, just people you preferred to work with or could work with.
Has anybody ever left
really
out?
Well.
That would be sad if there was, like, one comedian that was just like, nobody thinks I'm funny.
I mean, sometimes, yeah.
Oh, brutal! Man, that's rough.
That's like, yeah.
That's so sad.
That is sad.
It was really sad.
But well, it must have been fun. Like, what were
totally
the, like,
fun.
What were rehearsals like?
Hilarious. I mean, awesome. Like,
were the rehearsals better than sometimes episodes?
For sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
That's always, I always feel like my band is better in rehearsal than even our performances. You know,
right.
Because you can control rehearsals. You can't control performances in the same way.
Yeah. But you know, when the live audience comes in, that's really fun too.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
So you were in it for 5 years.
Yeah.
What was the first year like different compared to the fifth year?
Well, in the first year, you're trying to figure it all out.
Right.
First of all, it's your, you know, it was my first acting job. So just being on set and trying to figure out what you're doing. And then at the same time, you know, trying to figure out everybody's sensibilities and who you can do sketches with and, you know, which writers are writing which kind of material. Because, you know, everybody's voice is really different. And so you're figuring it out. And then by season five, you sort of have it figured out, and you are then choosing, like, what you want to do and what you really want to work on.
And there were different cast members and writers coming in and out.
For sure. Every year, every season.
So you have to kind of, like, acclimate and just readjust.
Exactly.
With...
So were you working on, like, a one-year contract every year, and they would renew you? Or?
It was... Yes. Well, they were... You had to get picked up every season.
Okay.
They had to... option you, sort of. So,
okay.
Yeah. You had to get your pickup.
That's nerve-wracking.
Yeah, so they, like, you can't get out of it, but they can drop you.
That's Hollywood.
It's pretty awesome.
That's good stuff.
You're like, please pick me. Oh, I'm done? Okay, all right. I'll try to reapply for another job.
Exactly.
Is that Fish House still calling?
Exactly.
So how did you get into Mad Men now? Like, that's a totally different transition.
Totally different.
You went from comedy to drama. You've covered all the bases right there.
I did it. I'm done. I just auditioned for Mad Men. I got an audition. I went in and I did it. I actually auditioned for a different part at first.
Okay.
And
you're like, you should hire me and I'll play another role.
Exactly.
Eddie's like, I really need to try.
If I audition for this, you're not going to hire me. You're hired. What is happening?
I like
this. This is the weirdest.
And you're going about it all wrong.
I'm just going to walk in the next audition. I'm not auditioning for this. You guys won't hire me. But if you hire me, I'll do it really well.
I say do it. I mean,
that's what I'm doing.
I think that's the money approach.
I think it is.
I think so. Dude, honestly, your next audition, no matter what it is.
Just say hire me.
Just go in there. I think you should.
I'll act
try it.
You
let's,
hire
let's
me.
Make, let's make it a social experiment, shall we?
That's how I do it.
Let's not, since I get one audition a year. Let's not.
Come on. What are you, chicken?
Ugh, awful. So bad.
I think you should do it, right? Let's vote on it, right?
Yeah.
You should do it. Dude, you just got outvoted. You got to try it.
Next audition.
Never mind what the role is. It could be your big break, and you go in there like, you know what? I don't want to audition. Hire me, and we'll talk.
Yeah,
try it.
Not
do it to one. Do
that
it to one.
That worked one time.
You know what?
That worked one time.
So you go into the Mad Men audition.
It sounds crazy.
You're like, seriously, I can't believe I did that.
I can't
How did
believe
that
I
happen?
That. That's so crazy.
That's pretty ballsy, though.
Yeah, you know?
I like that. I respect you just for going in there like, you know what? I can't give you what you want, but once you hire me, I can. That is pretty awesome.
Brilliant.
That is brilliant.
I was Everyone's just clueless.
So, okay, but... now talk about your Mad Men audition. How was that different? Did you go in there like, yeah, I got this because I'm just going to use the same shit? You're like, this will work.
No, I went in and I knew that the part was so perfect for me, but it was...
See, I'm winning her over with the sound bites, man.
No.
This is how we do it.
You're not. I'm going to shove that up your ass a little bit too.
All right, I'm sorry. Bringing it back.
No, I mean, I auditioned. I knew it was a good part for me, but it's a work session. You know, Matthew Weiner, the creator of the show, he's in there, and he's like, it's like a work session. He's like working with you.
Wow.
On the initial read?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, from the beginning.
So is that the way he wanted it?
You just didn't read for tape. You like went in.
No, you go in and like you work with
them. But that's like the way it should be.
Yeah. Of course that's the way it should be.
But like how many people audition?
The way it is.
Yeah, I know. But how many people audition for it?
I mean, when I was there, I saw at least 10 girls. Like, there was a list of 10.
Okay.
Wow. I can't believe they work with you on the first read.
Yeah, first read. You know, and maybe they did pre-reads earlier in the day, but I went to the producer session, and the director was there. Everybody was there.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. Which sort of, I mean, it surprised me.
Yeah.
And did they interview, like, she was on Mad TV.
The director knew.
Sometimes don't even get that at the callback.
Yeah, I know. The director was there. And the director who did my first episode was Paul Feig, which is awesome.
Yeah.
Like, so he knew me from Mad TV, and he was like, oh, she's on Mad TV, and was sort of telling them about Mad TV. And then
like how they had to tell them.
Exactly.
It's a sketch comedy. Well, it's got Mad in it. Let's hire her.
It's a sketch comedy show. What is sketch comedy?
Yeah, then I got the part, which was crazy.
That's amazing.
Yeah. It was supposed to be one episode, and it turned into 3 seasons.
Dude, that's incredible.
Yeah, for sure.
So were you just – how often were you on set, on camera, doing the role? What was the role?
I mean, every few weeks they would have me in.
That's amazing.
Yeah, and I sort of – I always felt like I was sort of the person – when they wanted something funny or crazy to happen, they would call me and –
That's my job here too.
Just kidding, man.
So, and what was the role? What was the role that you did on Mad Men? Just so our listeners.
So I was Lois Sadler.
Okay.
And in the first season, I was in love with a man named Salvatore Romano, who was a closeted gay man, which was fabulous. And then in season 2, I was Don Draper's secretary.
Wow.
For a little while.
That's cool.
And then in season 3, I did crazy things. Crazy, crazy.
You were the crazy girl?
Yeah, I don't want to spoil it. If you haven't seen, they're about to re-air all of the episodes.
Ooh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
What was your favorite moment in Mad Men for you?
Well, there's this one scene that I did in season 3 that, like, is the scene. It's, like, the thing. I don't want to ruin it. It's okay. It's a crazy scene.
That's fantastic. Well, we're in suspense.
How is that suspenseful?
Dude, if you're screaming, you're in suspense. Is this better?
You'll have to.
I mean,
slightly. That's slightly better.
A little better than the scream.
That's so long. Why is that so long?
Because I'm in such crazy suspense.
Oh my god, so long.
I ride a John Deere riding lawnmower.
Okay.
And then I'll just leave it at that.
Okay. Wow, this is like a Scooby-Doo
adventure. I have to watch.
I know. You have to watch it now. And see what's happening.
Seriously. And John Deere should sponsor this program. For sure. That too.
Did you have anything between Mad TV and Mad Men?
I was a guest star on ER.
Oh, okay.
And I was a co-star on The Practice. Mm-hmm. But it all happened within a few months. Like, I was out here for years. And then once it went... It all happened in the first, like, the next couple months.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's the way it should be. Like, you create the momentum, and then you just create another momentum for you. For sure. So tell us about what's next right now, because I know you have a play that you're in. It's online.
Yes.
It's called The Garden Apartments.
Yes.
I'm intrigued by the name. Did you write it?
I did.
Oh!
I created the whole darn thing.
Are you directing it?
No, I had my friend Bruce Letty direct it.
Where's it going up at?
I have a channel on YouTube and a channel on Funny or Die. It's called Flanorama.
Nice.
And thank you. And
how long did it take for you to come up with that one?
It was pretty quick. It was pretty quick.
What are you going to do? Flannorama, that's it. That's the magic.
I know. I love Bananarama, so it was easy.
Oh, that's perfect.
Old school.
That would take a lot of time at all.
I knew I liked you for a reason. Karate Kid style.
Yeah. So, it's the Garden Apartments. You can just, go on YouTube and search for it.
What was the inspiration behind it?
Well, I wanted to create something for myself and my friends that was perfect for us. The perfect character for me, the perfect characters for them. And I was really, it's the story of a woman who marries a man who's been put away for life in prison. He's a serial killer. And, who are those people who marry dudes in prison for life?
Were they married before they went to prison?
She married him once he was in prison.
Wow. Or not Marilyn Manson. I totally messed
Charles Manson.
Charles Manson.
That's a different person.
I was like the woman who married Marilyn Manson. Charles Manson. Sorry.
Exactly. Jeez. I saw that and I... I saw that and I was like, yeah, exactly. That's exactly what my show is about.
So what was the psychology in the character development? Obviously you're talking about the woman perspective.
Exactly,
right?
Exactly. And in the show, she's cool with being married to this guy as long as he's in prison. But in the pilot, in the first episode of the web series, he gets out and wants her to come live with him. And
he gets out. He doesn't break out.
He actually gets out.
Okay.
Sort of on a technicality.
Yeah.
And so now there's this serial killer husband that she's got to go live with and deal with. And it's that story.
Interesting.
Very interesting. I like the perspective.
Yeah. Yeah.
Huh.
Is it a dramedy? A comedy?
It's a comedy.
It's a comedy?
Hilarious.
Wait a minute. You lost me right there.
I know.
It's a comedy.
It's a comedy. It's a dark comedy.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah. It's dark.
So a lot of these? Any of those in there?
There's a lot of that.
Interesting. And how long? Is it it's a web series, you said?
It's a web series.
Okay.
Yeah. It's
how many episodes?
Four episodes. Yeah. Easy. And it stars Nick Panessa and Stephen Root and myself and Robert Baker. And it's awesome.
How long did it take for you to shoot it?
We shot in 2 days.
Wow, the whole thing?
Long days, yeah.
Wow. You're like, we were there for 26 hours,
exactly.
And there was no air conditioning.
Do you wrap it up in the four episodes, or is there a cliffhanger possible?
There's a cliffhanger. Huh? Yeah, possible comeback.
Extra episode.
Yeah.
God damn.
Come on, that's some suspense, right? Huh? I'm still in suspense!
Oh, that
was like a 1-2 combo
I
there.
I liked it.
Let's see.
That's my sound.
So, what was it like, kind of bringing the talent together, and who did you think about for each role? And
because
this is kind of your vision, right?
Yeah, for sure. I wrote it for these people. I brought my friends on, crewed it with people I knew for the most part, and away we went. So,
how'd you get it paid for? Is this out of your own pocket, or did you get like Funny or Die?
We actually did a Kickstarter.
Oh, you did?
For just $6,000.
And you shot the whole thing for $6,000?
Yeah, for about that.
Wow.
I threw in a little bit, but we did it very cheaply.
And how's it doing?
Really great.
Really?
Yeah. Really, really great. And it's been really cool.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, if it blows up, it's because of our radio show.
That's right.
I just want you to know that.
Right.
That's
You're trying to find an explosion? Is that what you're trying to do?
You know what?
You're trying to find explosion sound
maybe,
effect?
Maybe.
You're taking forever to find. It's a heartbeat.
I know, because I'm trying to build the suspense. You see that?
There's no suspense. I already told them what you're trying to find.
No.
An
there's
explosion.
Suspense. There's a suspense. I didn't mean to hit
Can
that
I just
one.
Do an explosion? Can I just go...
Dude,
this
I could
have just done
so
that.
More, this is so much more impressive.
Mine's just as good as the sound effect.
Mm-hmm. See, I'm doing your sound effect. So what's next for you?
So I was just on an episode of Mom, which was awesome. And now I'm recurring on Marry Me, which is really fun.
I heard that show's supposed to be doing, that's like the new fresh comedy.
For
right
sure.
Now, right?
Really fun. Starring Casey Wilson and Ken Marino. And it's really, really fun.
His daughter went to my son's preschool.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Really,
she's
really
like,
awesome.
Oh, really, Eddie? I don't care.
That's great. That's super great.
I'm just kidding.
I just want to show you how two different levels of Hollywood can be at the same school. One someone who has heard a show on TV, and another person who's scraping by can have their kids in the same educational system.
Yeah. It all is connected, people. Connected. That's what the message is behind our show. It's all connected. Right. So let me ask you this, too. Yeah. When you're putting this show, this web series together,
yeah,
what were the biggest obstacles?
It was the first time that I had produced something from top to bottom. Now, I had other producers, but it was like, you know, when you're an independent filmmaker, you're doing everything.
Right.
So you know, you have to be really on it and make sure you've got the right people doing the right things. But that's also the fun part of it, too.
Yeah.
Now, you'd seen, like, huge productions like Mad Men and Mad TV pulled off. Did you use any of that experience to kind of shape how the, the focus of each scene or each part of the web series went?
Like, yeah,
Tell us how that influenced the creative part of it.
I mean, the way, television is shot is very specific, and for sure, I mean, I did it just like how I learned.
You're like, the catering table doesn't look as impressive.
I need more crafty here. I need to be way more crafty.
Who put mac and cheese on here?
But, I made sure that I hired the right people. Right. My director from Mad TV was the director,
That's great.
Yeah, I hired all of the actors are professional actors, and everybody on the crew, like, that's what they do for a living. Yeah. So that made it really easy.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So one more time, where can people find this?
YouTube or Funny or Die.
And what do they search for?
Just search The Garden Apartment.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Nice. 4 episodes, right?
Yep.
How long are they each?
They're like 5 minutes.
Oh, man.
You have anything else? You have anything else in the works?
Yeah. I just did Workaholics.
Okay.
Oh, that show's awesome.
I love that show. That show.
I know Adam.
Yeah. Love that show. And then this next year, I'll be on a show called Buzzies for TBS.
What's Buzzies?
It's from the creators of Will and Grace.
Okay.
And it stars Ashley Tisdale.
Awesome.
And George
Getting your
Lent.
High school musical on?
Yeah. George Singing Lent. And That's dancing.
Awesome. Hey, we were talking about this before the show started, just about how, TBS has completely changed over.
Yeah.
What they're doing. And a lot of stations are, like, scrapping comedy and going with dramas. And
yep.
Stuff like that. And like we were talking earlier too about how shows don't, like, networks don't give time for shows to, like, really breathe and become a good
become
show
successful.
They got them after some, even before the pilot even airs.
Yeah
That's across the board, I think, just with art right now.
It's just such a lack of patience,
lack of development too. Like, there's no, usually there's, even with TV deals or movie deals, there's like some kind of development investment in, okay, let's get this from A to Z, let's invest in making this bigger and better in all ways possible. But and they don't do that anymore.
No, well, they also forget that you need patience. Like, sometimes things just take time.
Well, it's also like they're looking at numbers. Like, how many people, like, I don't watch as much TV as I did 10, 15 years ago.
Yeah.
I wish I could, but I just don't. So they're using numbers of ratings when people are, they're going online looking at that stuff. So it's just, the whole game has just changed.
Yeah.
But it's about doing what you're doing.
Yeah.
Be like the chance of creating what you're just, what you just made.
Yeah.
20 years ago, that would be unheard of for people to do.
Yeah.
So
for sure.
That's the great thing about what is, possible in our time, I think, So just be patient. Let it breathe. She's doing all the work.
I know.
You know what I mean? You're like,
I know. That's what I'm saying.
Are you still doing comedy club appearances?
No.
Why? Why not?
I don't know. It was too much pressure. It didn't make me feel good and happy.
And he's like,
I wanted to feel good and happy, and that's not what happened.
Yeah.
Well, how was your experience?
It was okay.
God, these people, they're so annoying. I'm just kidding, Eddie.
They're annoying.
What would happen is I used to open for Whose Line Is It Anyway at the Improv, the live show.
Oh, okay.
So I would get up on stage and start doing stand-up, and then people would start yelling, "Where's Drew Carey?" you know? Yeah. And I was okay, I gotta.
You're like, I'm done here.
I'm gonna leave this.
I'm ready
to
just call the shots and just tell the people that auditioned me that they should hire me. Then that's when the real bucks start rolling.
I mean, it doesn't make sense that they would have you do stand up before an improv show.
I know, but
I mean, no, that doesn't make that makes zero sense.
That's a bad promoter right there. That's
well, just
I thought it was a good idea. It was not a good idea. So
that sounds below average. Below average. No wonder you're just like, I don't want to go.
Do you have a strong improv background? Did you ever do improv?
I didn't. I really wish that I had, but I didn't. I learned on the job.
So do you Mad TV?
Yeah, when I was on Mad TV, I watched everybody else do it, tried to follow along, and I had never even done sketch comedy, so you know, the producers would sort of stand. There was actually one producer who would sort of stand next to me and say, louder, bigger, make it bigger,
really?
Talk louder.
You're like, and shut up.
Yeah.
Let me do my thing.
It was
well, that's
like,
got to be hard coming from a drama background.
Totally. It was like crazy training.
Wow.
I truly learned on the job.
You got thrown into the fire.
I did.
But
and
you came
I just,
out. You came out.
Yeah, because I just was ready to party. I was ready to do it.
You're like, let's make
that's
some fucking
exactly.
art.
Let's
that's
do this. You tell me what to
so
do.
So let me ask you
it.
This. In writing your own production and
yeah.
creating it, filming it,
yeah.
getting the actors, did it make you want to make a movie, do more
for
of this?
For sure.
Were you bit by the bug?
For sure. I mean, I'm now doing a lot of writing and mostly television. Like, I mean, just would be incredible to create a television show. I mean, whether I'm on it or not,
well,
would
if
be awesome.
You if you know, we'd show you what we can do, but you should just hire us and then we'll just do what
just
you
make
need.
Make me
us
a series
do.
Regular
Done.
On whatever show
You're
you
both
create.
On it.
And,
don't play games with my heart, okay?
Trust
seriously. You know I'm going for the heartbeat. You know.
I just make us heart? I could have just done that.
Yeah,
just,
you know what? But I did it faster. See, I'll build a little. you have an irregular heartbeat. You should see it.
I do have a regular heartbeat. You've given it to me.
We having a moment
so
here.
So bad.
Eddie's been gone for 2 weeks, so I'm like, I gotta flood him with love and affection and sound bites. I even brought analog. I brought you an analog sound bite. Come on, this is the digital version. But you know what?
Oh, God, I hate them both equally. I hate them both equally.
He's not an analog or a digital man.
I hate them both.
So where can people find you? What are your Twitter? What are your Twitter handles?
On
website?
Twitter, I'm at Flanagan Krista.
Spell it
so
out.
It's backwards. At FLANAGAN, all A's, no double letters. CRISTA.
Krista.
You must be Irish.
I am.
You have a lot of followers on the Twitter.
Well,
I had to do that because you're Irish.
I have like 800 something, I think.
That's where I'm around that.
It's not a ton, but I love them.
I love you,
you love them equally?
Yes.
They're all a part
they
of your success.
They mean a lot to me.
Can you name them off?
No.
Name off 10.
Oh, we have a caller.
Oh, shit.
What?
Hello?
Hello?
Welcome to Wake Up Hollywood.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, how are you? Who's this?
Good. Living the dream.
Living the dream.
Living the dream.
That's right.
We like that. Who are we talking to?
Here, let me turn this down, I think.
Yeah, you can't make a phone call with a whole bunch of TV and radio stuff going
he's
on.
Watching stuff.
He's a caller.
He's
a caller. What?
Sounds like you're having a party.
There you go. I got to turn it off. Sorry, Nikhil.
That's all right. Who is this?
This is Jimmy Paulson from Hollywood.
Oh, Jimmy Paulson.
Son of a bitch.
What up?
Excellent show, by the way.
Oh, thanks. You're tuning in. We love it.
Yes, it's an excellent show. The way you moved along the interview, it's awesome.
Dude, you were getting compliments on the show already?
No,
I love
you,
it.
You don't. Jimmy's very sarcastic, if you don't
know.
No,
but no, you know
well,
what?
Well, no.
He's hard.
Here comes some seriousness.
Oh, shit.
Dude, you are master of music, master of songwriting. So not a master of the soundboard.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
That is the one instrument that you have not nailed yet.
Exactly.
That's
hey,
what I've been trying
know,
to tell
you
him.
You know what, Jimmy? You got to give me time. You got to give me patience.
You've had time.
You got to give me patience to learn this crap.
Two, I know you do not have a child because I don't see how you could ask Eddie if he caught any football when he was in Disney World.
When are you coming on the show?
Family is not going to let you do that when they can go see Goofy and Mickey and, you know.
All right, let's pretend you had a question for our guest.
I do. I do. I am just wondering. First of all, go Anteaters. They're the College World Series champions. Isn't that the Irvine? You see
awesome.
Irvine? You're not the Anteaters?
No, yeah, Anteaters. I love it.
Yeah,
I
okay.
filled in that dead space with a soundbite.
I know, I was
you.
Listening carefully.
Maybe the Jedi mind trick doesn't work over the radio with how you can audition for a show that does impressions and you don't have to give one. And then when they ask you what's your favorite episode ever of Mad Men, you won't tell them.
That's very true.
You're afraid
Jimmy.
People won't see it. Dude. And you did it like 5 years ago.
I know. I'm afraid. I'm afraid
but
of Mad Men.
They're re-airing them.
Jimmy,
I'm just saying your Jedi mind trick is awesome. You should definitely market that.
She's potent.
She's already have it. She already has it trademarked. You have a lawsuit coming your way, Jimmy.
Great show. I've been enjoying it. She's great. Keep up the good work.
Well, thank you, Jimmy. Jimmy, we're going to bring you on as a guest soon, so we can heckle you in person.
I have nothing really to talk about. I'm not interesting. I guess,
possibly
you know,
as a new, possibly
that.
As a new co-host.
Eddie hit that one.
I hate it so much. You have no idea.
Well, Jimmy, thank you for. I think you're our first caller. He's our first caller. We had a couple calls.
Really? Wow.
Eddie didn't. He didn't. I don't know. He didn't pick up in time or something. So you're the first one that got through. So
I think they were robocalls.
I appreciate it.
They were robocalls during the election, I believe.
Yeah. Possibly.
I'm sorry to bother you while you were interviewing, because I thought you actually would have somebody who would pick up the phone.
You're like, shit, it's really these two guys.
I'm like, yeah, it's Nikhil. Oh, it's still up on my computer. Oh, there's a time delay. I'm confused.
You had to turn down the porn behind you. Like,
well, that's
sorry.
True, too. But
it's got a slow process. It's hard to watch porn and do a radio interview at the same time.
So what was your question?
All right, we'll get back to your radio interview.
Oh, you already did. So you just wanted to give her compliments. I like it.
Yeah.
I like it. Thank you.
Well, I couldn't ask her any questions about that scene because she won't talk about it.
Well, ask her to give you another clue. You got to leave with another clue.
I would have really liked to hear Heidi Klum because I'm a big Project
man. Dude, come on. You got to give it to her now.
Oh, my God. I'm the worst.
Doesn't matter.
I'm Heidi Klum.
That was good.
That's a good. That was a good Heidi Klum.
Well, now I want Miley. You gotta give me.
I'm Miley Cyrus.
That's perfect.
That's the money right there.
Better than any sound effect Nikhil's ever done ever.
Hey, dude, that's not funny. I was gonna hit something. I was like, you know what? Eddie doesn't deserve that. No,
I don't deserve any of them.
Just an angry cat right now.
God, I hate it. I hate it. I hate it so much,
dude. You know what?
Eddie, get that board away.
I'm trying. I've tried so many things.
But Jimmy is where so much of the joy of this radio show comes from. Is pushing these little digital
shitty
buttons.
Sound effect board. Shitty,
Jimmy. Thank
Look,
you.
One
for
out of six works. So just try to. Not do the other
That's
five.
Being kind. That's being really kind.
Well, Jimmy, we'll have to settle this and bring you in on as a guest. Otherwise, you're going to have to be our guest heckling correspondent.
Yeah, maybe I'll do that too. But hey, this is a great show. Chris is a great guest.
Awesome.
Thank
Christy, you got
you.
Compliments. I love it from a perfect
gosh.
Stranger. Not to us, but to you.
I'm going to watch the web series now.
Okay,
See?
Thank you.
Garden Apartments. Yeah. Love it. Jimmy, thank you for calling, dude. Totally appreciate it.
All right. Take it easy, you guys. Great job.
Be See good, you, Jimmy.
So bye,
nice.
See,
bye.
You got family here.
I know, so
bye.
Nice.
Bye. He said bye like five times. Bye. Just kidding.
Bye-bye. See you later. Bye-bye.
Oh, that's awesome. That was exciting. That was
that
a little
was
bit
super
of an adrenaline rush.
First phone call.
Really
Were
cool.
you nervous answering the phone call?
I was a little bit. I didn't know who it was.
You were like, oh, my God.
Is it a pervert? I didn't know. I didn't know what was going
to
happen.
And I purposely
breather.
Wanted somebody to heckle me about this.
Well, I'm glad Jimmy and I are on the same page.
Yeah, well, dude, of course. Well, you fall from the same fruit
no,
on the tree.
I actually used to do sketch comedy with Jimmy a long time
ago. Oh.
So. They were great. They were great. They are great. They are
great.
Present tense.
We're both retired from entertainment.
So one more time with all your Twitter handles.
Okay, yeah, at Flanagan Krista. And then my website, you can find me at KristaFlanagan.com.
CRISTA.
That's right.
LANAGAN. AGAN.
You did. Flanagan.com.
Yes.
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 And you can find my Facebook, my Twitter, everything there.
It's a good launching pad for everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. And one more time, The Garden Apartments.
Yes, YouTube and Funny or Die.
Perfect.
We love it. We love it. We love it. Well, thank you so much for being a guest.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Of course. You having fun, Eddie?
I'm having a good day.
Did you miss it?
I did miss it. I'm glad I'm back.
You did miss it?
I did miss it.
Your grammar is, your kid's grammar is probably better than
God damn it! All right, everybody. Well, thank you once again, Krista Flanagan.
Thank you.
Jimmy Paulson for calling in. Nikhil.
I'm getting a standing ovation.
Good night, everybody.
You're listening to Wake Up Hollywood with Nikki Korula and Eddie Pence. Right here on LA Talk.